Grace is a miracle waiting to happen in your life. And it always shows up looking like the compassionate Jesus. I want you to get that. The Bible says grace and truth came by Jesus. It also says he was full of grace and truth. Next paragraph. Grace requires nothing from us. Oh, if we just get that, we could go home now and have an early lunch. It's the problems arise. We want to help a little bit in case it wasn't quite enough. Which is not just a reflection of us, it's a reflection of what we think of Jesus, isn't it? It is a free gift available to whoever will receive it by faith, regardless of who they are or where they're coming from. It doesn't ask questions or weigh facts. It doesn't have a conscience. That's a very important statement. Grace doesn't have a conscience. It is without prejudice. It believes in all and extends help to all freely because of Jesus. See there, this was of Jesus. It defines true love. And true love is full of grace, by the way. If you look at 1 Corinthians 13 and you see it just looks, sounds like grace. This is the subject of chapter 1. Unfair grace that sets the best and worst of us free.